I often cringe when I hear that immigrants are going to handle their cases on their own without a lawyer. I've seen far too many instances where pro per applicants, that is, applicants acting as their own attorneys, made simple mistakes that could have and should have been avoided. In some instances, when careless mistakes are made, a do-over is possible. Other times, the problem is more serious. It destroys their cases altogether. Pro per errors range from failing to make copies of documents filed with the government, to not paying the proper fees, to not completing the applications with proper information. A recent USCIS announcement, seemingly innocent, rekindled my worries for such independent applicants of immigration benefits. Hi, I'm Carlos Spitara. You're listening to the Immigration Mastermind. Thanks for joining. The announcement pertained to biometrics appointments, the taking of an immigrant's fingerprints and photographs when they apply for green cards, citizenship, and other benefits. In summary, here's the announcement and the potential problems. If you're an applicant for immigration benefits and you need to reschedule your biometrics appointment, you're now required to call the USCIS Contact Center's 800 number. On the surface, this is not a problem. However, the 800 number is backlogged, and it can take several days before USCIS calls you back. What happens if their call is missed? Will USCIS call the person again? Will they leave a detailed message? In the past, my office would mail a client's request for rescheduling these appointments. Not anymore. Mailing your request for rescheduling is no longer an option. That's a change, but this step should be manageable for most immigrants, with or without legal representation. But now, when you call, you're required to establish good cause for the rescheduling. What's good cause? This is a requirement that could trip up some pro per immigrants. Hopefully, USCIS will not impose an overly strict, an unrealistic interpretation of good cause. After all, we're talking merely about immigrants who have to miss a fingerprints appointment for some reason, like work, school, health, religion, and not their full immigration interview. Here's the real kicker. If an immigrant fails to follow these requirements and does not show up for the originally scheduled appointment, guess what now happens? The government may consider the entire immigration application or petition to be abandoned, which means it will be denied. This is too harsh. Immigrants have paid the filing fees, and in some cases, they have been waiting a long time for the biometrics appointment to be scheduled. They do not want to delay their cases any further. Yet, in life, things happen, causing the need for them to request a new date. At worst, the government should impose another step here. Perhaps issue a request for reason of non-appearance and impose a small rescheduling fee of $10 to $25. Thanks for listening. And remember to always keep your chin up, no matter how hard the road ahead seems, because together we can make the world a better place, one immigrant at a time.